my beautiful people, and welcome to the You in Progress podcast. This is your host, Gabriella, and I am the luckiest to have you with me today. This podcast has been designed with a mix of experiences, ideas, and just overall nuggets of gold gathered along my journey and the journey of our guests. So what I love about the discussions is, guess what? It's in progress. It's you in progress. So settle in, grab your coffee, workout sneakers, duffel bag of money, whatever you're trying to do, and let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Hello, babies. Thank you so much for tuning in to another beautiful episode of the You in Progress podcast. I'm your girl, Gabriella, and I'm super happy to be with you wherever you are. You're at the gym, on your way to work, you're at work, you are on the train, you are getting ready to take a nap, wherever you are right now. Or you know what? You're just sitting down and making time for this. I am so appreciative and I'm always super grateful. You know, every episode, especially when I see how many listens and things like that, all the analytics, which is like that is not necessarily like my mind. I'm a more I live in color, and numbers does not seem very colorful, but I try to learn them. But when I see our analytics, I'm like, dang, like, thank you so much, guys. And I see our like Instagram followers growing. If you haven't checked us out on Instagram or any of the social media platforms, please do. I'm very humbled and I'm very appreciative. And I also look forward to, you know, being able to reach out and to connect with so many more people too. So definitely share us, speak about us, and also let us know if anything that you want to hear. Any subjects that you have on your mind that you might need some inspiration for, definitely check us out. So thank you so much for being here today, guys. So today's episode, let's get into it. Today's episode it's called Your Garden. And I know that some of what I'll say has been said many times before, but I think sometimes the things that are said that we are not receiving are sometimes the greatest little doses of medicine. So I want to talk about watering your garden and being in your garden and being mindful of it and investing in it. And so I guess the notion of saying watering your garden, putting your oxygen mask on first, filling up your cup. Like, I know I've heard it a billion times. I'm like, yeah, keep talking. Like, I don't want to hear it. And I'm sure some of you are like, yeah, like I hear that. And I'm like, if you tell me about my oxygen mask one more time, American Airlines or Delta, like, even though they're like, nah, for real, it's an oxygen mask. There's no metaphor. Like, put on your mask, please. But yeah, no, like we don't really fully receive it at times, right? And wherever I'm at in my life and I hear that, sometimes my ego's like, shut your mouth. I don't want to hear it, right? My ego sometimes puts, I don't know, little noise-canceling headphones. But as I'm walking and crawling and skipping and riding dirty in my journey, I've had a greater appreciation for those sayings that I once poo-pooed on. And so I kind of want to break my understanding of what my garden is. And my idea, what I kind of embody as my garden, is it's kind of my encapsulated life. Right. So it's kind of like the Holy Trinity, right? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It ain't that. It ain't the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay. It's the mind, body, and soul, the original OG Trinity. So let's take count. I want us to just take a quick count, guys, as we're kind of listening to this, getting more familiar about what we're about to talk about. Let's let's take count of your garden. The mind. How is your mind? Right? The mind is, let's not mix up the mind and the soul or spirit. Mind is very logical, very black and white. But is it racing right now? Is it being kind towards you, what it's saying? Is it satisfied with its current state? Just kind of take a second. Like, what's my mind up to? And your body. How's your body? Is it achy? Is it shaped in a way you don't recognize? Or maybe it's in a really beautiful, healthy space, or you know that you're healing your body. Is it at ease? How's your skin? The skin says a lot about how we treat ourselves holistically, like not holistically like homeopathic or anything. Like I'm talking about like in general, in a whole. Your skin says a lot. Your joints also say a lot. But your skin says a lot about like what's going on in your inner world. Right? And your muscles. Your muscles, your joints, your musculoskeletal system. It holds a lot. It holds a lot. A lot of tension, a lot of trauma, it holds a lot. And sometimes we say, oh man, I need to take more potassium. I need to do this. I need to do that. And like, really it's holding the shit that we like put in the back burner. And we're like, I'm not going to think about it. The things that we have not healed that we know are affecting us, relationships with other people, and not like sexual intimate. I'm talking about like our parents, relationship with our parents, our ourselves, our upbringing, our how we were brought up, the beliefs that we were brought up around. How did it align truly with us? How did it not align? Like all that stuff. Your musculoskeletal system carries that. Because it's a physical, it's like a chalkboard. It's a physical thing. And physical things, they carry energy. They don't forget. So just be still and take a moment and just check in to a cellular level, your nervous system, right? Cells, nervous system, that's all physical. And how's that feeling? I know that for myself recently, I've shared about like where I've traveled, things like that. But my body's like, girl, how many time zones are you gonna be in? Like we were in humidity, like half naked in the jungle, and now we're back in like the northeast cold, which is like humid and cold right now. It's like raining in like 45 degrees. It's cold. But like what are we doing? My body is very, very confused. That's okay. I'm a little confused myself, so body, we on the same confused boat of confusion, little cruise confusion. But I recently had like a really sore throat, and all my life I've always believed that my sore throat was associated to the change in season, specifically when for fall or summer to fall and fall into winter, kind of that area. And like since I was like in middle school, I remember like always having to take a few days off of school because I had strep throat and you can't be like coughing on people, whatever. So I kind of was like, shit, do I have like strep throat? Like I'm seeing my friends and like this is not good, but I'm like, but it doesn't feel like strep throat. But then like I have a little ear infection, and it literally was like on the right side of my throat that was like super sore, and like I'd wake up in the middle of the night and be like ah, like it was bad. it was bad. And like, and then my right ear was like super sore. And so I'm like, do I have like the beginnings of an ear infection? Like, let me take my garlic supplements, like whatever it is. And so then a couple of nights ago, I'm like, let me like Google the spiritual meaning behind like strep throat and an ear infection. If that's what I believe I have is strep throat. And so I I Google it. And like, you know, lo and behold, many of you are like, girl, throat chakra, like you ain't speaking your truth. So that's a given, like, yeah, you're not speaking your truth. There's something that you're not speaking up about. And I was like, okay. And then my ear is like balance. So it's like the balance and not like physical balance, even though ear pain has a lot to do with physical balance, your eustachian tubes, your just your ears have the majority to do with a lot of the balance you have in your body. People who have vertigo are like, yes, yes, queen, it does. So, you know, but also in general, in the greater perspective of balance, when you're not in balance, a lot of people sometimes have some ear issues, like they're not in balance with their life. So I'm not speaking up my truth and I'm not in balance with it. So I then, like, something came to my mind. I was supposed to meet with a friend or something like that. And I really, truly, like, my body was drained and I kind of needed to kind of like sit back with myself, water my garden, do things that are like going to fill up my cup. And I was very nervous because like I had plans with this one of my girlfriends and like I didn't want to cancel, but like I knew that like going out was, it's not serving me. Like I'm literally pouring from a cup that needs to be filled. And old Gabriella or prior versions or whatever it is would have been like, girl, just like drink some coffee. Let's go. You'll rest all week. Like you don't have to see another friend for a few days. Like you're good. Like don't let people down like that. Be a person of your word, right? Despite the costs. But I had to really take a chance on myself. Yeah, I may make somebody annoyed or like it might be an inconvenience to cancel plans the day of. But what is the bigger inconvenience? Being untrue to myself, creating a dis-ease and unwellness in my body, or like having to do brunch another day? Like, Gabriella, kind of think about it. The betrayal of yourself or eating an overrated salad in Manhattan. Like, what are we doing? So I chose to cancel. And my sore throat literally went away in minutes. My ear infection, quote unquote ear infection, is like, what ear infection? It was literally, my body was like, girl, but you know, like, you know why you don't feel so hot. So kind of linking it up to the body. Your body's so connected to yourself, your soul, your spirit. And let's speak on spirit. Your spirit is your essence. Your spirit is your personality. And I recently like read somewhere, like Instagram, wherever, it was like, personality is personal reality. I'm like, I'm going to fly with it. I'm going to say it was me. It was me. It was probably like Deepak Chopra or something. But I'm like, these are my words. So we'll just say that. But I was like, personal reality. It's true. Like your personality is like the personal reality, the narrative that you create around like your existence. Like, do you feel joyous? Like in general, I'm not saying like right at this moment, but in general, your usual MO, is it joy? Is it wonder? Is it curiosity? Is it like the little version of yourself, whatever your name is? Matthew, John, I don't know what your name is, Linda, like the little Lindas, the little Gabriella, right? Is it with that wonder and curiosity and that joy and that appreciation and like for whatever that you're doing? Is your spirit like, F this, like middle finger in the air, this is stupid, like everything, you know, happens to me, it's no good. Like, what is it? When you're sitting alone with yourself, are you happy with yourself? Are you content? Right? Do you feel confident in your essence? Not like confident, like, like I'm going to go do this and do that. No, like in your essence. And I ask these questions, not like out of judgment. This is not out of judgment. Like, please, like, You know, it's like before you go to the supermarket, before you go grocery shopping, yeah, you look in your pantry, you look in your fridge, what do I need? Do you judge yourself? Are you like, I have 3 eggs left, like, fucking, like, what? This is so stupid. I have 3 eggs left. Like, why do you have 3 eggs left? Then you're like, oh, I got to get some eggs. Oh, I have to get, you know, some snacks here. Like, yeah, you get your snacks. You get what you need on aisle 11 and you do your thing. Also, when things in your fridge don't serve you, are you like, oh man, I should have drank that milk earlier. Like, I'm just going to chug it, even though it's literally curdled. That's disgusting. That's terrible. All right. So the things that don't serve you in your fridge, you also don't hang on to it for a rainy day unless it's like wine. You don't hang on to that. You throw it out. And okay, yeah, you know what? In the future, I'll just buy less, or I'll be more mindful of the expiration date. See if I can use this stuff before it goes bad. But you keep it pushing. And this is kind of like that, guys. You're taking account to what's in your garden. And your garden has so many things. It's not just a bunch of flowers. It's like trees and fruit trees and bushes and vines with flowers and flowers and long grass. And it's beautiful. And it has stones and it has gravel and it has, you know, bark and it has soil and it has everything. Like, your garden is kind of like those secret gardens when you walk in like England and it's like, wow, this is like, how is this a different place? It's like Central Park. You go into Central Park, you're like, yo, am I in Manhattan right now? It's like its own little like weird world that's clearly in the middle of a huge city, but you like feel like you're somewhere else, transported in another world. And that's how your garden is. And I know for me, as I am more awake and aware of my garden status, like, it's sobering. It's super sobering. It's like, I'm chilling. I'm like, I'm so good. I'm good. And then something comes up that's like a reflection for me. And I'm like, oh shit, am I good? Oh my goodness. It sobers me. And some of, you know, areas in my garden, I'm like, yo, this garden's dope. Like, honestly, Martha Stewart, like, come check me out. Come check me out. But, you know, shoot, it'd be like that. It's like that sometimes. But for me, healing, for me, like, my current intentions and like focuses are healing and building new relationships around my connection with like attraction for others and my connection with myself around attraction for myself and like, how am I in that space? In truth, how am I? Not like, what do I think I am? Like, because let me tell you, I've realized I'm very good at persuasion and not just like, yeah, people like, when I go into the US Senate, I'm going to be good at persuading, you know, my counterparts for sure. But the biggest persuasion that I'm just like almost intimidated by is how I can persuade myself to do anything. And sometimes that's beautiful and sometimes that's very dangerous to persuade yourself into a belief that does not serve you actually. So as I'm checking my garden, my ego is like, yo, Gabrielle, you don't want to change. Like, why are you going to? Like, yeah, we're functioning at 25%, but like that's better than zero. So count your blessings, Gabriella, because like you asking too much. We've been doing this for years, Gabriella. And yeah, sure, like it hasn't worked out, but like it also hasn't not worked out. Like my ego is so good at being like, let me like check yourself because you're gonna wreck yourself. Even though clearly it's like a clown show half the time. Like, my ego is beautiful in many ways, but sometimes it's literally some nonsense, some clown behavior playing itself at all times. Congratulations, ego, you played yourself. But kind of in that, I see how it fights even things that are for my best interests, for my greater good. It is tough because it's not reality that's telling you that this is not a good idea when you're like, but clearly it is. I had this, when I was thinking about my ego earlier, it like reminded me of like an old like 1988 like Corolla, Toyota Corolla that breaks down once a week. And it's like, yeah, but 6 days out of the week, Gabriella, like, we get you to where you're going. But yeah, every week you have to bring it to the mechanic. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, imagine like having a car like that, that every week there's some other bullshit happening and you have to bring it to the mechanic. And it's a pricey thing. Mechanics, they're not pro bono. They out here making the money. So kind of like when I had that idea, I'm like, ah, dang. Yeah, it'd be an investment, a huge investment to myself to like cure this. But I digress. I digress with my car talk. So I shared a meditation actually in the last episode, and it was about giving yourself permission and also reclaiming your energy, the energy that inherently belongs to you, to take that energy, reassign it to causes that benefit you and you alone, or me alone, right? And it can be tough because it's specifically, you know, and this goes out to the ladies, specifically for women, we are told that investing or being in devotion towards ourselves is selfish from like a young age. Right? Like we need to be motherly and loving and this and that. And listen, I'm all about that. That's like my go-to, is like to care and be kind towards others and show empathy, because it's like validating my own self, my own heart by showing empathy. But I feel for others deeply. But the idea that my love should always be shared, I know that there's a lot of y'all nodding and be like, But believe it or not, you have the right to take back your energy. To take that energy and to sprinkle it on the flowers that are wilted, trim and prune the trees that have branches like dangling very dangerously. And most importantly, take the lessons that feel like shit and use that shit as fertilizer. I truly believe some of our most potent experiences, uncomfy experiences with people, with events, with situations, things just breaking down, are for our highest good. So it's like, you want to mute or block it, good for you, but you're literally, your life is giving you medicine and you're like, fuck you, like I don't want to take this medicine. But those experiences are for your highest good and your highest good alone. So yes, do that and repurpose those painful moments, those eras, those chapters. Lead them confidently into your garden, knowing that this lesson, like, it's Miracle-Gro. Again, you're going to go to Home Depot, your local gardening place, and they're going to be like, damn, your perennials look so good. Yeah, you know why. You know the secret. You already know the secret. There are a lot of excuses that we can make up for why we cannot promise ourselves or keep our own promises to ourselves. I have 300 in my back pocket right now. Actually, I have a silk robe. I'm into silk lately. Yeah. That's another episode. But in my little silk pocket now. And I'm sure you have 300 too, and we can have 600 together. But guess what? I promise you, none of the excuses that I'm about to take out of my pocket or that you can take out of your pocket are more powerful than the why not. In your whole life, in your whole existence, you only have one tangible thing you own, one tangible ownership in this life. And it's not your children, the relationship with your kids. It's not the relationship with your friends. It's not your job. It's not your money. It's not your beautiful fur babies. It's not any of that. It's you. You're the only possession that you truly have. The rest are just gifts. Like, you're lucky to have that stuff. That's beautiful. Be grateful. Be in gratitude. But the only possession that you really have is you. So as I bloom my garden up, keep it beautifully sweet and vibrant and fun and welcoming, and I know that the bees are going to buzz in. Baby, are they going to buzz in? When we are keeping ourselves, only those with a great appreciation for its beauty are going to frequent your garden. It's funny how that works. The people who have the palate for you, the beautiful, distinguished palate that their nose can appreciate, their senses appreciate all of the dimension and the beauty and the depth of your garden. That's who's going to come through those gates. So imagine and envision and smell and listen and taste and feel your garden. There's no shame to where you're meeting yourself now. There's absolutely no shame. There is honestly only, I'm so fucking proud of you for even considering, entertaining the idea of checking your trinity, your body, your mind, and your soul. How are they? And then dancing with even the idea or the actions or the truths that you need to face, that we need to face. There is no shame in meeting yourself where you are now and to step into those possibilities. There really isn't. They're right there. And the only one in between now and then, what you envision, that beauty that you just held in your imagination, the only thing in between that is you. It's always been you. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. I'm excited to hear for shares of what truly is resonating. I hope that this inspired a little agent for change, and only the best kind of change. Because you deserve that. You were meant to experience life in the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful of ways. And I know that to be true to you. So thank you so much, guys, for joining. Thank you. Thank you. Before we end today, guys, this week we get to have Guillermo back giving the healed masculine spirit and sharing his wisdom and experience. And I always love that. I always love to delve into the healed masculine energy. So guys, definitely tune in this week. But thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait to see you soon. I can't wait to hear your stories. So guess what, guys? I'll see you later. Bye. Oh my goodness. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. You are everything. Do me a favor and like this episode, even leave us a comment. You can even check us out at the You in Progress podcast on all social media platforms. And remember, you got this. Until next time.